This is Tangents.
My name is Danielle Fields. I work in higher education finance, and I also teach college business classes and am a part-time worship director. I am from Decatur, Illinois, and I am looking for questions about food and drink and Disney.
What is the best thing to eat over there?
Most people from Decatur would tell you to go to Crekel's and get a burger and some custard.
Yep.
I know they have or did have one in Springfield.
Still do, on North Grand. Yep.
Decatur people would tell you it's not the same. But that's probably where most people would tell you to go. Although, we also really like Doherty's. It's an Irish pub downtown Decatur. So that's another good one.
Give it a shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite movie soundtrack?
So I have kind of a strange one for this, which is on brand for me. But I reminded myself that you asked for favorite and not for best. So we really like, in our whole family, the That Thing You Do soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
But it's April 8th, so should probably give a shout out to Empire Records, too, because it's Rex Manning Day.
It is Rex Manning Day as we record this. That's right. Pop culture thing you're into right now.
So we're a little bit late to the party on this one, but my husband, Bill, and our oldest son, Josh, and I have been watching The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned that I'm a worship director. Uh-huh. We come home from church on Wednesday and watch an episode of The Righteous Gemstones. Yeah, I used to work for a seminary up until about 3.5 weeks ago. So between those two jobs, it's pretty ridiculous, but not altogether unfair.
Good. At least it's not unfair. Where do you quiz live and online?
We don't quiz live very often. So we participate on the Trivia Workshop live stream on Tuesday evenings.
Every Tuesday night. That's
every
right.
Every Tuesday. Since the very beginning.
Since the very, very beginning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fields of Dreams. How on earth did you come up with that team?
Well, our last name is Fields and it went from there.
It just goes from there. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
What's the last movie you saw in a theater?
I also don't go to very many movies in the theater, so I think it probably, apart from going to see Love Actually with my mother at Christmas time, probably would have been Barbie or Oppenheimer, honestly. It's been a long time.
Did you do it on the same day?
We did not. They were very close together, and I can't remember which we did first. Pretty sure it was Oppenheimer. That feels right. But
you got the best picture in there.
Yep, yep.
Do you listen to non-trivia podcasts?
I do. My favorite is the Spitballers podcast.
Oh, that's a new one.
It is a group of three guys from Phoenix. They actually run a fantasy football draft.
Okay.
And they do that every day. But then once a week, they put out like a comedy podcast where they just talk about random things and they draft. They'll draft like who are your four actors on the Mount Rushmore of acting and and that kind of thing. So that's a fun one that we listen to a lot.
Have to check that out. The Spitballers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to other trivia podcasts?
Every once in a while, I listen to Triviality, and I listen to, oh gosh, the name is escaping me, Jay Borsum's newest one, Verboten.
Verboten, yep.
That one.
Yep. Excellent.
Every once in a while.
Good.
Yep.
What is the last thing you looked up on Wikipedia?
It was Brian Snitker.
Who the Braves manager.
The coach of the Braves, born in Decatur.
That's right.
So, yeah. Just reading up stuff now that the baseball season is going.
'Tis the season. That's right.
It is.
Danielle, are you ready to make your quiz?
Let's do it.
The game is simple. I'll start you off with a question, answer it correctly, and you get to choose the topic for the next question based on a set of tangents from your answer. Keep answering correctly to stay in the game. If you don't know an answer, it's not the end of the world. You're allowed to miss two questions and carry on, but once you miss your third, the game is over. All right, Danielle, we're going to pick up where Jill left off with this question. Before becoming hits on radio, I get a kick out of You and You're the Top. Were written by Cole Porter and performed by the character Reno Sweeney in what Broadway musical?
That would be Anything Goes.
That would be Anything Goes, and you're well on your way to a perfect game, I'm sure. That gets you these tangents, radio, songwriters, characters, or Broadway.
Let's try characters.
Your question in characters? On The Brady Bunch, all six kids shared one bathroom situated between their two bedrooms, an architectural design that since the 1960s has been named for what two fictional children?
I believe that may be Jack and Jill.
It is Jack and Jill.
Okay.
And that gets you these tangents. 1970s TV, architecture, the 1960s, or more characters?
I'm going to have to go with more characters based on those.
More characters. Aging actor Rick Dalton and his stunt double Cliff Booth both peaked with their work on the fictional TV Western series Bounty Law, according to the plot of what Quentin Tarantino film that picked up 10 Oscar nominations.
It was worth watching this movie for the last 10 minutes alone. It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And that gets you these tangents. Law, 2020's films, characters, or Oscars?
Let's try Oscars.
Oscars it is. What 1934 romantic comedy starring Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert was the first film to win Academy Awards for Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress, and Adapted Screenplay?
Is this It Happened One Night?
It is It Happened One Night. Nice job.
Okay. I was about 2% certain on that one, so.
We just had this question, not a question, but it was a part of a visual round.
An image, recently. Am I thinking of the right thing?
Yep, you certainly were. All right, your tangents, 1930s films, firsts, Oscars, and comedy.
Let's try comedy.
Here is your question in comedy. What comedian, game show host, and Emmy-winning star of the FX series Baskets passed away at the age of 68 in 2022?
Oh, goodness. I don't know, so I will take a miss on this one.
No guess at all?
I don't. I'm completely blanking on this one.
That is Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson.
Okay.
All right. You're still going. Comedy, game shows, Emmys, or 2022 deaths?
Let's try game shows.
Game shows. First seen in 1966, what game show was revived for a new run from 1998 to 2004 with Whoopi Goldberg in a role popularized by actor Paul Lind?
Hollywood Squares?
Hollywood Squares is correct. The old Peter Marshall show. That gets you your fifth point, and it gets you these tangents. 1960s, game shows, reboots, or geometry? Squares.
I definitely don't want geometry. Let's try game shows again.
Game shows again. What game show got its second host in 2013 when it moved from NBC to GSN and an Olympic champion replaced a celebrity chef?
Okay. I think this is like, it was Guy Fieri, and it went to, was it Apollo Ono? Is it Minute to Win It?
Minute to Win It. Correct, yeah. That is point number six, and it gets you these tangents. Game shows, the 2010s, Olympics, or chefs?
Let's try chefs.
Your question in chefs. In 2002, the 15 Foundation was founded to help underprivileged kids learn to cook by what celebrity chef whose first TV show got its name from his stripped-down, no-frills cooking style?
Is that Jamie Oliver?
It is Jamie Oliver, the naked chef. And that gets you these tangents. The 2000s, 15 Foundations, or chefs?
Let's try chefs again.
Why not?
It's food and drink adjacent.
There you go. It'll get you there. Here is your question in chefs. The American version of Gordon Ramsay's cooking competition series, Hell's Kitchen, uses what R&B group's first number one single, Fire, as its opening theme?
I have never watched Hell's Kitchen, despite loving cooking shows. And I'm not a huge listener of R&B, so I can sort of hear it in my head. I don't know. No guess.
Gonna pass it.
I am.
That is the Ohio Players. Ohio Players.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I could hear it, but I was like, I don't know who sings this.
Yep.
I don't know who sings anything at all.
Yeah. So. All right. That gets you these tangents. Chefs, reality TV, states, Ohio, and fire.
Yikes. I don't feel great about any of those. So let's go with, gosh, I don't know. Fire. Why not?
Fire it is. And here is your question. Many historians believe that the Great Fire of Rome in 64 AD was set intentionally by what great-grandson of Augustus Caesar in order to clear space for his new palace.
Is this Nero?
It is Nero.
Okay.
Yeah, Nero fiddled while Rome burned. And that correct answer gets you back into a good streak and gets you these tangents. Non-English colors.
Cotton English colors.
Yeah, Nero is Italian or Latin for black?
Okay.
History, Italy, and fire.
I don't feel a whole lot better about these than I did the last one, so let's try non-English colors.
Non-English colors, okay. Not to be confused with a chicken dish made with ham and cheese, what actor and singer got his big break playing Chad Danforth in High School Musical before scoring a top 20 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with Push It to the Limit in 2007?
Is that Corbin Bleu?
It's Corbin Bleu, not to be confused with Cordon Bleu, yes. That gets you your ninth point, and it gets you these tangents, non-English colors, food, there it is, actors, and 2000s music.
Now I'm nervous, but let's try food.
Okay, here we go. Originating in the India state of Goa, what spicy curry dish likely gets its name from the Portuguese for wine and garlic?
Vindaloo?
Vindaloo, yeah. Nice job.
I have a mild amount of Spanish knowledge, so I was like, what's Spanish for wine? It's got to be close to Portuguese.
That'll get you
find
started.
Find a way there.
Yeah, that'll get you
Speaking
started.
Speaking of tangent.
There you go. That gets you these tangents. India, food, language, or wine?
Let's stick with food.
Sticking with food. Traditionally made with leeks, onions, potatoes, cream, and chicken stock, what cold soup dish gets its name from a city in central France?
I'm going to say Vichyssoise.
It is Vichyssoise, as in Vichy, France. And that gets you these tangents, food, language, France, or cold.
Let's stick with food.
Sticking with food. Played on The Office by writer Michael Schur, Moe's Schrute is described by Michael Scott as Dwight's weird cousin, who's 27 years old and has never left the family farm that specializes in what crop?
Is that beets?
That is beets.
To go along with the bears and the Battlestar Galactica. Star
Galactica. Yes. All right, that is your 13th point, or your 12th point. Boy, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's your 12th point. And it gets you these tangents. The Office, writers, farms, or food?
I'm going to stay with food on those.
Your question in food. The Double Down is a 610-calorie but technically low-carb sandwich originally introduced in a 2010 April Fool's Day press release by what restaurant chain?
The Double Down is ridiculous, but it is also delicious. It's KFC.
It is KFC. That's right. It is ridiculous and delicious. That is now your 13th point, and to get you these tangents, double, food, 2010s, or franchises.
I feel like I'm like ignoring the point of the podcast by picking the same category over and over again, yeah. But I don't feel super confident about the other ones, so not that I feel super confident about food either, but we're going to stick with food.
It works for other people too. All right, here is your question in food. Originating in Massachusetts, what 13-letter name was given to the sandwich made by putting together a slice of bread covered in peanut butter and another covered in marshmallow cream?
That is a fluffernutter.
That is a fluffernutter. All right, that correct answer gets you 14th point. And these tangents, Massachusetts, sandwiches, long words, or food? I guess sandwiches and food are kind of the same thing, but there you go.
Find many of these intriguing. I'm going to stick with food.
Sticking with food. Popular in the southeastern U.S., what dish has a name that comes from the African Bantu word for okra?
This is another one that I'm going to get mixed up. I have two different guesses. Jambalaya.
Jambalaya is your guess?
Mm-hmm.
What was your other guess?
Is it gumbo?
It's gumbo.
Yeah, dang it.
Well, the coin flip worked for you one time.
It did.
The coin gives and the coin takes away.
It does. I honestly knew I associated gumbo more with okra, but I was like, that doesn't, I don't know, feels too short.
Yep. However, you did put together your longest run there at the end. You got 7 in a row there at the end. You had a couple of good streaks and 14 total points, which is always good.
I'll take it.
Well done. You'll have to come back in the future and improve on that score someday. Soon, I hope.
Sounds good.
Before I let you go, anything you want to plug or shout out?
Join with us on Tuesday nights and watch the Trivia Workshop Twitch stream.
Perfect. What a great message that is.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Danielle.
You bet. Thank you, Russ.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks again to Danielle, and thank you for listening. Be sure to check the show notes for links from this episode and more information about how you can become a guest. We'll see you next week.